Michael Avenatti bitter after Joe Biden ripped off damn good slogan. By Charlie Spiring on June 11, 2019. Disgraced lawyer Michael Avenatti appeared bitter that Joe Biden borrowed his dream campaign slogan "Let's Make America America Again." Biden said the same slogan during his speech in Iowa on Tuesday. "You know he says let's make America great again?" Biden asked. "Let's make America, America again. I wish I would have thought of this," Avenatti wrote on Twitter in response. Oh wait. Avenatti deleted his first reaction but not before writers took a screenshot of his first tweet. He followed up with a tweet that tried to sound happy that Biden had borrowed it. "Since I won't be using it, I'm happy if Joe Biden is using 'Let's Make America America Again.'" Avenatti then wrote from his protected account. "Because it's a damn good slogan and message." Avenatti first started using the phrase in London as he joined protests of President Donald Trump's trip to the United Kingdom to visit the Queen in July 2018. "I'm here to send a loud and clear message that there are millions of Americans that want to make America America again," he told BBC News. The phrase is not entirely unique to Avenatti, although there are signs that he was actively promoting the idea in the media. At the Iowa Wing Ding fundraiser on August 10, 2018, Avenatti used the line as part of his closing speech. "We can, and will, make the American dream real again. We will make America decent again. We will make America productive again. We will make America dynamic again. We will make America fair again. We will make America respected again. And above all else, we will make America America again." In 2016, Scott Baio used the phrase at his speech endorsing Trump at the summer RNC convention. "Let's make America great again. But let's make America America again," Baio said. At the time, social media users criticized the slogan, suggesting that it was a Langston Hughes reference.